It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.
From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Mac-A-Roni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Mac-A-Roni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Mac-A-Roni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Mac-A-Roni. It's cheesy good.
Mac-A-Roni. The San Francisco treat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A warning now that the following item references eating disorders and some listeners may find that distressing. Doctors in Europe are warning of the rise of what's called drunkorexia, a worrying trend that sees people skip meals in order to binge on alcohol instead. And is this concerning phenomenon taking hold here in Ireland? And could Christmas be a particularly dangerous time for such a problem to spread? Well, News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Christmas is a time for celebration.
Getting everyone together with the family and things like that you might not have seen for a while.
There's definitely good energy around, I think, this Christmas.
For annual catch-ups over mulled wine and champagne toasts to a happy new year.
Well, I was just out on Saturday there last week, 12 pubs.
I work in retail, so yes, I need loads of drinks through Christmas time.
I had a heavy weekend there, a few more to go, but all worth it.
But behind the cheers and laughter, researchers warn that a worrying trend is at play.
Girls can definitely be thinking about saving on the calories to have the drinks.
Where people skip meals to drink their calories instead.
As women, I think we all have seen that with all of our peers. It's constantly something that women think about.
I definitely wouldn't be drinking cocktails. They're so high in calories.
So I would definitely not have a dessert if I was having a couple of glasses of wine.
And though some may have benign reasons for engaging in the behaviour.
Because everyone's got so expensive, they'd rather spend it on more alcohol.
I'm looking at glucose spike just because I'm measuring that at the moment for my fitness.
The little black dress and the sequin numbers, that the bloating is obviously going to be something to think about.
Drunkorexia can have detrimental effects in the short and long term.
What are they denying themselves, especially childbearing age women?
I've had too many traumatic nights with not enough food in my belly to ever really play with fire again.
So just what is the condition? Who is affected by it? And why, in the era of body positivity, is foregoing food for alcohol on the rise?
To be honest, it doesn't surprise me at all. Marino Therapy Centre has been, you know, around for the last 30 years, and I've been working in this area myself for the last 15 years. And there's very few people that their relationship with alcohol and food doesn't come into play like this.
Jacqueline Campion-Banks is an eating distress recovery coach at the Marino Therapy Centre.
When you're experiencing an eating distress or an eating disorder, we tend to kind of box it off that it only comes around food. But when the food and body is at play, and, you know, in the culture that we live in, there is a lot of emphasis on calories in, out, size, and how much your size is related to your worth and your value. Everything is calculated, everything is thought out. When there's so much fear and discomfort within someone's mind, it just permeates through every area of your life. So this time of the year, it's not exclusive to this time of the year, but there can be extra pressure. Now it has to be, you know, fun, fabulous, festive, glamorous. And there's just so much pressure to show up to everything and look a certain way. I think the fear of judgment, the fear if you haven't seen someone, the fear if there's been a change in how you look or your body. So with extra pressure, it can come extra mathematical equations of what to kind of swap out. So I suppose you are very much so kind of, you are skipping meals, you are looking how to calculate calories, and you are swapping out nutritious, dense fuel for the body, and you're swapping it out for alcohol, which the the way the condition of the mind is, that would make sense mathematically when you are striving to just try and limit your intake. But unfortunately, it has very negative and challenging side effects mentally, emotionally and physically.
The growth of drunkorexia comes alongside what BodyWise, the Eating Disorders Association of Ireland, has called an unprecedented surge in eating disorders here.
It's sad and wrong that we've actually normalised depriving ourselves of our basic need, like any substance and any kind of behaviour like that, whether it's a drink or it's a cigarette, we're doing it to get out of our heads, you know, ultimately. And we live in a pressurised society, you know, like I don't think we're learning from the last few years. I don't think we've learned how to slow down. If anything, I think we're almost like driven by just the FOMO, you know, the fear, the lack. And obviously there's huge, as you mentioned, like cost of living crisis, housing crisis. You've got a particular generation there that are completely at a loss. What I see a huge increase in is loneliness and the pain of loneliness and the shame around loneliness, and the pain of that is even greater than that around food and alcohol. And I think a lot of us are experiencing a lot of similar things. They're just manifesting in different ways. But I think absolutely it's trying to numb out, because we're neurologically wired to run from discomfort. So the mind is saying, why wouldn't you?
Though not currently classified as a disease, Jacqueline sees drunkorexia affecting a wide spectrum of people. The researchers note young women are most susceptible.
We would note things like, you know, increases in liver disease in women. There are more women presenting for treatment for alcohol use disorder. So I suppose this combination of an eating disorder alongside an alcohol use disorder is perhaps not that terribly surprising, actually, when you take a step back and think about it.
Dr. Sheila Gilhaley is the CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland.
The overall level of alcohol consumption that women are drinking, that has increased over the last number of decades. And we can certainly see that there has been a huge increase in the level of marketing of alcohol to women. And I suppose the industry looked at, oh gosh, we've got this almost like an open market here. This is a group of people who are not drinking as much as others. Certainly women, you know, have their own money, which again, you know, looking back a few decades ago, women maybe didn't have as much money or weren't earning themselves. And so you see literally the pinkifying of alcohol. You see products being produced which are very much directed towards women. You see that in terms of cocktails. You'd see it in terms of the marketing of wine. And both of those are stronger strength drinks, if you like, than beer. So these are very deliberate strategies from the alcohol industry. And they work. Of those who drink in Ireland, about 20% would have an AUD, an alcohol use disorder. Within the age group of 15 to 24-year-olds, young women, 38% of them would have an alcohol use disorder. So that's of people who drink, as of young women who drink, age 15 to 24, 38% would have an alcohol use disorder. More women are drinking more, and then the upshot of that is you will see more women having more problems with that, whether that's liver disease, whether it's mental health troubles, whether it's a specific alcohol use disorder, or as in this particular thing that we're seeing, this kind of combination of eating disorder with an alcohol problem at the same time. It's coming about as a result of more alcohol being drunk.
Especially at this time of year coming up to Christmas, when you know you have so many more nights out coming up and there's so many social events, just the pressure to look good, and then thinking on top of the meal you're going to have with your friends, you're also having all of these drinks and wine and everything. So yeah, I've definitely been guilty of this myself.
Holly Carpenter is a social media content creator who has dealt with food obsession in the past.
I suppose coming from a background of having been in pageants and Britain's Next Top Model and modelling and stuff, I think it was very much in my face. My waist measurements would have been on a website, and that's the measurement I had to stay for jobs. And women fluctuate as you get older, or at the time of the month. It's just natural to go up and down. So I definitely found myself obsessing over it. But also I had friends who worked as teachers or in all sorts of different careers, and they could have been just as obsessed with it as me. So I don't know if it's necessarily down to what my job was.
It's a long time since Holly skipped food for alcohol, but has a change in online messaging contributed to the growth of drunkorexia in others?
Yeah, I've seen with the rise in Ozempic, a lot of huge celebrities have gotten so much thinner. And these could be people that you've looked up to since you were a kid. So that's kind of part of how it's been hard. And then obviously with Brat Summer, it's like smoking is trendy again. And people are just kind of encouraged to be really thin. And it's like skinny jeans are coming back in. So people are thinking, oh God, does that mean a certain thing? I was definitely concerned when I saw all of this heroin chic style come back on TikTok. And I think there's a lot out there that makes women think that they do need to be as small as possible, and it's just you're fighting a losing battle, I think, because you're never going to think you're small enough. And I know that there's a theory that, you know, encouraging women to be small is a control mechanism by patriarchy, that the more tired we are and the more distracted we are with our weight and our image, the less likely we are to create and to vote and to put ourselves out there for promotions. And I actually do believe that. I think that definitely it's this whole other side of where your mind can go that so many men never have to worry about.
Now on the other side of food obsession and happily abstinent from alcohol, Holly has this advice for those who may be struggling at this time of year.
You know, obviously it feels nice when you put on your dress and your stomach feels flat and you feel a bit confident and you're like, wow, this actually looks great on me. But is it worth the potential embarrassment of blacking out later on, falling over, losing your phone, whatever could happen? You know, I think you're better off to just make sure you've eaten something and, you know, just be kind to yourself about it. Nobody there is really going to notice if you're slightly bloated or whatever. It can always like be in your own mind as well a lot of the time. I don't want to be lying on my deathbed and think about all the parties I didn't go to because I thought I looked fat in my outfit, or the sea swims I didn't go to with my friends because I didn't want to be in a bikini in front of anyone. Life is too short. And I know that sounds cheesy. It's hard to even believe it when you say it, but I think you're robbing yourself of so much joy if that's where your head is focused all the time.
That report from Sarah Madden and Holly Carpenter ending it there. If you or anyone you know has been affected by the content of the item, the BodyWise helpline is 01 210 7906. I'll give you that again. 01 210 7906. And Merino Therapy Centre also have a wide range of resources, including podcasts and holiday guides, available on their website, which is merinotherapycentre.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.